Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise God. Bless the Lord tonight. Praise God. It's just three of us right now, or four. We're going to give it a moment as we give God some glory and his praise and honor. Praise the Lord. To thank him for so much he's done every day and this day that he has given us. I just bless him for being so wonderful. Because there can be no one like our true and living God, Jesus Christ. We bless the Lord and thank him for all his great and mighty acts. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. We are going to have, in just a few minutes, not yet, but we're going to have our own Minister Black tonight. Just give us a little worship song in a few minutes. Bless the Lord. I just want to give a couple of minutes more for some of our other to come on because we want people to hear this word tonight. As always, not just tonight, but anytime the Lord is a blessing and the word is to come forth, we want people to be available for to be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say because it may be just something that they need just at that hour. So praise the Lord. Glory to God for none other than our speaker tonight, Prophetess First Lady Bradshaw. Praise God. And we believe in God has a word in her mouth for tonight to give him praise, to give God's glory, to give honor unto him. And word that will cause us to be delivered, free, or encouraged, or build up, or either glory to God, encouraging us in areas that we need to walk in for the character of Jesus Christ. We just believe in God for great and mighty things to be manifested as he normally does, and even beyond that, what we can think or ask when the word comes forth. So we bless God for her. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to open with a little short prayer. Father, we bless you tonight as we honor you and come in your presence tonight with thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, glorifying and magnifying your name. There is none like thee. Oh, God, we bless you for the power of forgiveness and love and mercy and grace. Glory to God. And thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for being in our presence. And in your presence is fullness of joy. You delight, glory to God, in your people coming together to praise and magnify you. We thank you, Lord God, for Jesus being saving us and redeeming us. And thank God, glory to God, for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the promises of the Lord that add rich and maketh no sorrow. We thank God, glory to God, for his ministering angels, for favor. Thank God for life, health, and strength, and activity of our limbs and sound mind. Thank you, Lord God, for the spoken word. Thank God for the vessels that you use to speak the word. God, continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us power and authority to bind and loose the hand of the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us the opportunity that we can come in your presence and come not only just making requests, but we can come with thanksgiving, appreciating, worshiping, and glorifying your name. We thank you that you said those that come to you must believe that you are God and a reward of them that diligently seek you. So, God, we thank you. We thank you, glory to God, for the privilege. Glory to God to be a part of the body of Christ. Oh, God, to be a disciple for Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to learn how to stay connected to the lifeline that we will not allow this world to cause us to deviate off the path. And God, thank you for your word that you sent to remind us and help us, glory to God, to continue to stay on the straight and narrow journey. In Jesus' name, God, you're so wonderful, so awesome, so magnificent. And glory to God, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. We bind Satan up in all his little cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme. We have for any interference of this coming in for this word tonight or any interference on the lines or the computer or whatever. We take authority over that and put it to flight now in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you that we'll be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. That's why we stay in your word, try to stay in your presence, and stay glory to God in obedience and submission to your word. In Jesus' name, bless these your people tonight. Amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to open the line for this a worship song to come glory to God for none other than our minister Black out of Connecticut. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you there, Brother Black?
Yes. Oh, you opened my line. Amen.
Yes.
There's a storm out over the ocean, and it's moving this away. And if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Oh, there's a storm out over the ocean, and it's moving this away. And if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord, drift away. You will surely drift away. And if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Oh, drift away, Lord, drift away. You will surely drift away. And if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank God. Glory to God for our brother being on his post, just walking back in the door probably about 40 minutes ago, and made himself available when the request was. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord for you. Tonight we're going to have none other than our own minister, evangelist, Brenda Jenkins, going to bring out scripture reading out of Songs, and she'll give you the details. Praise the Lord. At this time, receive Minister Brenda. Okay, maybe I opened the wrong line. I thought I opened your line. 0795. I'm sorry, it was one white weapon, Lloyd. I'm sorry. Okay,
you can
we
hear
probably
me
have to start again. You have to probably start again, open the a line with the numbers look like yours. I'm so sorry. Praise God.
Okay. I'm coming from Psalms 121, and it reads, I will lift up my eyes to the hill from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let me get on the other side. Who made heaven and earth? He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall not neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I have read Psalms 121, 1 through 8. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this word.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. Father, we do thank you again for glory for this night service. We welcome all that has come on the line to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection as we come forth tonight looking for God to bless and minister and move. Every second and fourth Sunday we have the Word of God to come forth and bless the Lord. This time, since we're not having the revival, we're having all the ministers, glory out the prayer warriors, and to speak from this time up until the second week, I believe, in December. So we'll have our services nightly. I mean, still every Monday on Monday nights at 7 o'clock and every Sunday throughout this month and next month, up at least half of the month of December. But tonight we're having a blessed woman of God to be able to speak that was on the books for the last almost month and a half. First Lady, Prophetess Bradshaw, praise the Lord, her husband will be introducing her tonight. So in the meanwhile, as they make preparation, he will also put it in his hands for when we turn it over to him for before his introduction, he'll be playing a song, and then he'll introduce his wife. Praise the Lord, Pastor Frederick Bradshaw as well. Bless the Lord. Father, we bless you again, and thank you for blessing us to be able to come together in the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, welcoming you into these temples that you may be able to have free reign and have your way in us. God, as we come before you, we speak blessings upon the speaker as she prepared to bring forth the word of God, the gospel, glory out the good news. Thank God for the bread of life. And you said man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we're blessing you tonight as you we make preparation to receive that you have for us, glory to God, through the woman of God in the name of Jesus. So, God, we bless you for all that you've done and doing, and we pray, God, anybody need a healing, deliverance, encouragement, enlightenment, need to build their faith up or just need to hear a word from God, we just pray, God, whatever the need is when the word comes forth, that we'll have ears to open. He that have an ear, let us hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And as we hear it, Lord, let us be people of hearing and doing. Let us govern ourselves accordingly, according to what your word is saying. So we speak blessings upon her as God blesses her and uses her for his glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank God. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I know it has to be probably, if it's not that many years already, it's pretty close to 8 to 9 or 10 years. I'm not sure which one. I have to go back and calculate the time. Matter of fact, it may be older than that because when I met her husband and her, Pastor Bishop Keith, glory to God, they were at that service, and we were having the El Shaddai ministry that I was pastoring in the same building, and we met through that time. So we've been keeping up with each other periodically, even if a year or two or several months passed. We pick up right where we left off, wherever that comma was or wherever that last paragraph, we pick right back up. Bless the Lord for her husband and her, the Bradshaw. So we thank God for them and pray God for blessings upon a blessed spirit, a genuine, from what I know of them, and I haven't seen any or heard any different, that they are genuine men and women of God from the time that I met them. And so I'm believing God for the Lord to bless because I don't even remember when the last time I even heard her speak, but I know for what God has in her and the wisdom and the anointing that flows when we pray or talk, I'm believing God for God to bless and really move through the Spirit through this young woman. So at this time, we're believing God for him to move and use her according to his will, according to the will of her yielding her vessel to him. So at this time, we're going to introduce you to her husband and give him space to play this song before, and then he'll introduce his wife at this time, Pastor Frederick Bradshaw. We open the lines over to God for us to hear ye him. And then soon after he speaks to play the song and speak, then you'll hear none other than the voice as he introduces her, his wife. And then I will come back on the scene after the word is over. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, receive Pastor Bradshaw.
Good evening, everyone. I'm going to play this song. Also by Thomas Rain. I'm
Pastor, it has some type of interference. It's cutting off and on, and you turn it up a little bit more, too. Keep breaking up while we're trying to hear it. It's pausing. I mean, it's cutting off in between the words. Barely hear the last parts of it. It's still breaking up real bad, so I don't know if you just want to go ahead and do the introduction because it's broken up really bad.
I lift my hands, hear all this darkness, and I give my heart, hear all this darkness, I give my heart, hear all this darkness, hear all this darkness, the Lord is the Son. Hear all the stories. Lord, you are.
Pastor Bradshaw. Hello. Pastor.
Hello?
Oh, it's breaking up so bad. Yes. I was trying to get your attention that we can't hardly understand what's being said, so that you might want to go ahead on with the introduction. But it's been breaking up most of the time. We couldn't really hardly hear the word.
Okay.
Sometimes things happen. Yes.
We just thank God for being here in the midst of this service. We want to give God praise and glory for all the what he does for our life. And I'm here just to introduce my wife. My wife's name is Roxy Bradshaw, and she will teach the word. We thank God for her life. We thank God for who she is. I'm going to introduce to y'all some and present the other, Roxy Bradshaw.
Good evening, everyone. I apologize for the music. The title of the song is by Thomas Rain and is called This Altar. And the name of my message today is Redeeming the Time. And I'm coming out in Ephesians 5, verse 14, 15, and 16. And it reads, Wherefore he said, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee life. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And we can look around today and we see that we are living in the last days. And God is saying we should be making the most of our time, which will make a great lasting impact, that we should be diligent in doing what is good and what is right. And in the word, it tells us in James 1, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given unto him. And the message version says, if you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help, and he won't be condescending when you ask for it. Wisdom helps us to read and comprehend the scriptures. And then we apply what the Lord is teaching us on the day in our daily lives. Proverbs 2:2-6 says, tune your ears to wisdom, and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Jesus taught his disciples the reason for redeeming the time. We must work the works for him while it is day. He stated, night is coming when no man can work. Jesus was diligent about keeping his mission. So the Christian mission is an intentional effort to lead others to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Well, we have to be intentional about this thing. Primary task given to believers by Jesus, and all believers are charged to participate. The word mission comes from the word to send, and most Christians who are involved in full-time missions are sent to other locations. Some of us have distractions. Distractions were back then, and they are the same now. They hadn't changed. There's different faces, different things in different places. But he let none of them deter from preaching and teaching God's word. Jesus was 33 years on this earth, but he changed the world because he redeemed the time when he purchased us. He redeemed our time. We can learn to redeem the time by becoming conscious of the fact that we may not have another day. As believers, we should live life like we were dying and pursue all God has given us to do while we are still here. We have the time. Everything done for Christ on this earth earns his eternal reward. And you can find that in Mark 9, chapter 9, verse 41. Anything done in the flesh for selfish and carnal reasons, they're going to blow away. Everything is temporal. But we want eternal life. Another way we can learn to redeem the time is by asking God to help us. We should start every morning by committing our day to the Lord and asking him to help us do something that has an eternal significance. With eternity in mind, we become aware of his spiritual nudges in our hearts, looking for ways to invest in his kingdom. We look for ways to honor the Lord, helping someone or taking the time to be productive. One way we can help prayer always helps. While we're sitting at a red light, we can be praying that everyone on the road would get home safely, that there is no accidents or mishaps. We can pray for our neighbors and our neighborhoods that no child would go missing or get kidnapped for sexual trafficking. And we can pray that no drug dealers will come and give kids drugs to sell, that no pedophiles will molest or rape them, and that we can pray that parents have patience with their children and teaching them the things of God and being godly examples. We can pray for nursing homes, that people are in the nursing home that don't have anyone to show them love. They have no visitors. There's no one that's coming to visit them. And then we can pray for prisoners, those who have been wrongfully accused. And we know that there are some that's in there that's ready to be pardoned. And there are some that's in there that have been guilty of the charges. We can pray that God convict their heart while they are incarcerated, to draw them closer to him while they are there. And also to ask God to turn their lives around so they can be a person in the kingdom of heaven, that they repent of their sins. There's so much that we can pray for while this country is like Babylon, the laws that they have changed to help the non-believers, changing their sex. When God has made them a girl, they want to become a boy. Those things stinking to God's nostrils. USA right now is stinking to God's nostrils. God does not change. And if he brought you into the world as a female, then we should not allow human beings to change their sex. God has a problem with that. So should we as believers. He created each of us and everyone for the will of the kingdom. We can pray for the homeless and those in higher position to change things that are not right and fair in this world. But God tells us to pray without ceasing. There is so much we need to be praying for. I'm still talking about redeeming the time. Another way we can redeem the time, even when you're cleaning your house, you can be playing worship music, singing melodies, and making melodies to God. We are still talking about redeeming the time for the kingdom of heaven. We can volunteer. We can have Bible studies, go to prison, have Bible studies in our nursing homes. We can help feed the hungry. These are ways that we can redeem the time. Time is a gift from God, and none of us knows the time we are allotted. Only God knows that. We should be living to make an impact on humanity. It's all about winning souls for his kingdom. God don't want us to live foolish. He don't want us to be around here not doing productive things for the kingdom. He tells us to stay sober, to watch and to pray. Redeeming the time is being careful on how we live this life. See, God has a reward for us on the other side. He has a reward. He wants us to seize every moment to live out his plan and his purpose for our life. God's reward is waiting on us. Redeem the time. And that's all I have. I'm not a long-winded person, but the God, when I was reading that, God had put that to my attention about redeeming his time. A lot of people not paying attention to the signs of the time because he's giving us warnings. He's giving us warnings, and he wants us to stay diligent. He wants us to be sober, and he wants us to watch and pray. And I am an intercessor, so I do pray. And that's all I have for you all, and I hope that someone got something out of it, but that's what God has gave me, redeeming the time. And I'm done.
Praise the Lord. That was a mighty work, but it was very short. But the main thing is the impact that it has for when it comes, because it had a lot in that about redeeming the time. Praise the Lord. Bless God. While the anointing is flowing, because I don't want to change anything. We don't do remarks first. We'll have glory to God. Anybody that have a prayer request, we're going to open the lines for a request. And if they don't have any prayer requests tonight, then we'll open up for remarks. So I don't want to get ahead of myself, start to make remarks ahead before we, but prophetess, that was a powerful word. Praise God.
Praise God.
I think you're the shortest one we've had so far. But the main thing is the richness in what the word has brought. So that's what's important. That is what's important. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Anyone that has, yes, indeed. Anyone have a prayer request? We want to take those requests first, and then any remarks anyone has afterwards from any of the pastors or any of the ministers or the warriors, we'll take that. But all the lines are open, so if anyone have a prayer request for the prophetess, we're going to take those requests now. No prayer requests? Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Well, I have one prayer request. I know prayer warriors already know about it. On Thursday, I do have a biopsy that has to be done on the thyroid. Praise God. Of course, they got to go in the needle on both sides with that. So we are praying the guidance of the hand, praying God all is well, believing for all of us, but it's not going to help. I mean, it's not going to hurt for God. He said one can take 1,000, 2,000 a flight. So we want to take that prayer request for myself. Pastor VJ, you can do that. And if anybody else don't have one after you do this prayer, then what we're going to do is go ahead and have the remarks, glory to God, done. And bless the Lord. Amen. So the line is open for you to pray.
Well, you want me to pray?
Oh, yes. Yes, we leave our speaker
okay.
to pray.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you right now for Pastor VJ. And her blog radio, Father God, I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are a God that knows everything, Father. We know, Lord Jesus, that you are a God that heals, Father. We know, Lord Jesus, that you are a God of miracles. Right now, Lord, I stand in the gap for my sister, my pastor, Father God, Pastor BJ. Lord, I just thank you that when the surgeon go in and do what it is that needs to be done, Father, that you will guide the hand. Father, we just thank you right now that you are correcting those things that need to be corrected in her. Father, we thank you for divine health. Lord, we just thank you that we plead the blood over her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are correcting and perfecting those things, Lord, for the kingdom of heaven, Lord Jesus. I just ask you, O Heavenly Father, to go in and do what is necessary. Father God, let your consuming fire go before her, God. Let your ministering angels go before her, oh God. Father, we just thank you right now for your healing power upon her, God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, we just thank you. Whatever it is that the enemy is trying to bring forth upon her, God, I know, Lord Jesus, that you're going to reverse it in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Whatever it is in her heart that she desires, Father God, we know that you're going to bring it to pass. Lord, you say where two or three are gathered in your name, Lord, that you are in the midst. Father, we thank you right now for your healing touch. We thank you right now for a speedy recovery in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We're going to make it one more round. If there's no prayer request, then we'll go ahead and have our remarks. I'm not sure whether Pastor Bird is on. We have several people on tonight.
She is.
Pastor Bird? Oh, y'all there? Okay, then, darling.
Yes.
Go ahead. So
praise
there's something
God. We give God praise tonight and just want to thank Prophetess Bradshaw for that message tonight. It was short, but it was powerful.
Yes.
You went right to the meaning of the word. You showed us that none of us have any excuses not to do something. You had so many avenues for us to redeem the time. Even with our neighborhoods, our next door neighbors, and even when we are in traffic. So we make an impact every day, and we don't know who we're praying for, even when we're on the highways, or even when we are in our homes and just praising God. So we are without excuse. That was what I got out of that in redeeming the time. So all of us got time to do something. So I want to thank you for that word tonight. It was powerful. It made an impact, and you went right to the bottom line. So God bless you, and thank you for that word tonight.
Thank you. And God, I give God the glory. Cause, ooh, I was nervous, man.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Prophetess. Very, praise the Lord. Anyone else, Brother Alexander, and whoever else afterwards, praise God.
Praise the Lord. I give
thank God.
Okay, Minister, that is Dickie. You go after Mother Alexander. Let her go ahead. Okay.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for Prophet Dan Bradshaw. I enjoy the word and redeeming the time. That is right, because we have all the time in this world that we while we're on earth to pray for one another, to seek to help one another. So I enjoy what she said, because that's what we need to do. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Thank you for the word, my dear.
You're welcome. Amen. Give God the glory.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I just thank you and praise you for the word, because the word was on time. Just like you said, that we have to redeem the time. So God gave us 24 hours in the day. So we got plenty of time to give to get before God and praise God and pray, as you say. I mean, even while we're working in the house, we can pray and play music or worship music, just hum a song to God. So I just thank you, because that just motivates me more. Even while I'm at work and I'm just sitting down, I can praise God or pray to God just sitting down at work. So that really
Amen.
Encouraged me to thank me. I think it was the only
Amen.
Time work.
Amen. I give God glory.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let it roll now.
I want to say thank you so much for that powerful word that you brought tonight. And I heard, idle hands is the devil's workshop. And if you're concentrating on taking care of God's business and doing praying for others and promoting the kingdom work, then you don't have time to have idleness. You redeem the time whenever you are seeking and working toward kingdom work. And I enjoy
Amen.
Very much what you said. May God bless you, that you continue to teach and preach in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. God be glory.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Bradshaw, I thank God for you on that word. And what I got out of on tonight was he is giving us warning. I got that out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God for it, because, like you said, redeeming the time, and there's so many different things that we can be doing as redeeming the time. And so and we can find so many different things, like you had called out so many. So I just thank God for that word, because it was short and it was sweet. And I thank God for you. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God and glory. Amen.
Is Brother Black still on the line? Praise God. I think that's him right there. But anyway, anyone else? Praise God. Mother Willette Evangelist, she's still there?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Well, I tell you what, once you jump on this train, you can miss it if you blink your eyes. I'm going to tell you, I thank and praise God for is it Prophetess Bradshaw? Praise God. I thank and praise God for the message. I think that was from Ephesians 5:14 through 16, of redeeming
Definitely.
The time. And what I got from that on that track, fast track, praise God, don't waste the time that God has given to you while
Amen.
You're here, praise God. The
Amen.
Scripture said, occupy until Christ comes. And so from you got on that train tonight, I see my sister did not waste any time in getting that message out. I need to work on trying to do that, praise God. And I thank and praise God for the message I received is not wasting the time that God has given you. There is plenty in the vineyard to be done, and mm-hmm. more so now than never before, because, praise God, we don't know the day or the hour when Christ is coming, but we know he's coming. And so mm-hmm. many, praise God, need the Lord today. So, God, whoever you put in my path, let your Holy Ghost give me exactly what I need for that person to encourage them to get right with God in Jesus' name. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for the message. Amen.
God bless you, too. God be good. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I don't like idle time. So is anyone else, Glory, I have any remarks?
I got some remarks. We got to redeem the time because so many people since the pandemic done got slothful and, you know, ain't doing nothing, ain't in their place. We have to be more on time because if we don't, we get caught up in drama and all kinds of stuff. We get stagnant. We don't want to put our hand to the plow. You know, the Bible talks about you put your hand to the plow and turn back. You ain't worth nothing. So we have to stay on fire for God. If we don't stay in communion with God, he won't know us. If we're careful, we'll go back into stuff.
Yes.
And we ain't got time. We ain't got time to be caught up and stuff. So just like you said, we don't know when God's coming back. So we have to stay sober. You know, we have to have a listening ear. So we just have to stay on track. That's what I got out of it.
Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, I was going to make remarks, but I was going to call you before your wife and then have you. But also, I praise God for that powerful insert that you just gave too as well. Praise God, Pastor. Bless the Lord. Amen. But I was definitely going to call you just before your wife. I was just going to bless the Lord for all of those marks of what God has blessed. And I tell you how powerful the message of God. That's how I've said in time past, somebody can be speaking for, you can be in a service and somebody can be on a spoke for 30, 40 minutes and somebody can come in 10 minutes and shake the whole house up. So this is just a blessing whenever we hear from God, just to be able to be comfortable and in your own skin of what God give you and bring the deliverance, and then God will bring the increase. And surely he has blessed tonight with the word of God and how he used you. And I think everybody uncovered just about anything that had to be said on it, but I just want to encourage you that you continue to let the Lord bless and use you, because you brought some good points out, praise God, and about being sober is very important for us to be open and hear the Spirit of the Lord. And the only saved way to stay sober and diligent, we're going to have that relationship and spend time with God and be in a place of submission and obedience to be a hearer and a doer to carry out what God says. Because glory to God, if we don't know what the word is saying, glory to God, we can have these different voices. You're going to have your voice, the devil's voice, and glory to God, trying to hear God. But when we be in a place, like you said, my sheep know my voice, glory to God, stranger won't follow. We be determined that I want to stand fast and recognize what God is saying to do what he's saying at this hour and this time, praise God. So I thank God, glory to God, that he don't want no flesh on parade, but when we stand diligently and take time and do what God tells us to do, we are, glory to God, come out of manifesting his word in our life to be the light, because all the things that you had, that they already said, the things that we could be doing, some of them are, but sometimes we've got to be reiterated and reminded of the time that we can make sure that we don't just waste those time. Because sometimes we can have the knowledge of, okay, I pray, and I do sit in my car and drive, and I do think about, you know, people here and there, and I'll be in the house sometimes, but then sometimes the cares of this life, and we cause us, like the brother was saying, the pastor, and whatever like this, if we don't progress, we're going to regress. If we don't press in and pursue, glory to God, then after a while we'll start getting where drama be in our life and foolishness be in there, sowing discords and foolishness of, glory to God, have us caught up in some things, and all after that we're going to start regressing. So we're going to have to stay with that relationship in prayer and communion. But prayer and doing this is one thing, But, I mean, one thing to pray, but also doing. But the main thing and stuff like this, you got to be consistent and persistent with it. So, you know, the power-packed word tonight, and it has an impact on our lives and so forth. And we take in what God is saying and remind us. And some things we might have got a little slack in, and it'll cause us to be stirred up with a little bit more fire. Glory to God, and Dick, and making sure we repent too if we have some places or some things he done told us to do and we got, you know, stagnated and got, you know, started being a little reluctant or start procrastinating, you know, reservation, hesitation. We got to persist and pursue. So I bless the Lord for you, and that's enough. Praise God, because I can get caught up and get excited and keep it moving, but I want to bless the Lord and let you know I really did enjoy. At this time, we're going to leave time open for you to go ahead and make your remarks to First Lady. Praise the Lord. To our prophetess.
Okay, well, thank you all for giving me courage, because sometimes I get real nervous, and I tell my husband, he's the one that God can just download stuff to him, but I'm the one that have to research the scriptures, and I have to study, you know, and I thank God, because I have a heart for God, and I have a relationship with him, but I keep saying, Lord, every time I get a word, it's a short word, and they always tease me about it. But I just want to give you the meat of what God has given me.
Amen.
About what he was saying. But the song that I was playing, it goes like this. It says, here's my heart. I build an altar here. Lifted arms right on this altar here. Bended knee so you sit high above a broken heart that you can fill with love. So here's this heart. I build an altar here. It's bruised. It's scarred. Still, I build this altar here. Father, consume me. Come move me. Breathe life into me here on this altar. And it goes to three verses that way. Father, consume me. You can use me. Breathe life into me here on this altar. And that's what we are to God. We make an altar to him so he can breathe life into us. And our heart is so filled with his love that we can portray that love to others and bring them into the kingdom of heaven, because that's what we're supposed to do, win those souls, those people that are broken and bruised, and they need someone to help encourage them and lift them up and just smile on them, because a lot of times people not in the church and a lot of people not being brought up in the church, but we are his church. And when they see us, they're going to see the light that's within us so we can draw them closer to the cross. Amen. That's all I have to say.
That is a message in itself, praise God. And you send me those words. That is powerful. And I have to look that song up, though, praise God. You have said, even in that song, that is a song. That song even had a message.
I spell it for you. It's T-S-A-L-M-I-S-T. Last name is Rain, like R-A-I-N-E. And then the title
of the first name again.
Is Psalmist Rain.
Okay.
Like the book of Psalms.
Yeah.
And it's got the I-S. And then Rain is the last name, R-A-I-N-E. And the title of the song is called This Altar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the psalmist, she's an apostle, bro. Psalmist Rain, she's an apostle. She sings, though.
She worships. She's a worship singer.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, Father, I do thank you tonight for this work that came forth. Thank you for your servant, God. Continue to bless and restore. Glory to God, the virtue back in her. We pray for strength and encouragement. Thank you, Lord God, as you're blessing her just to be steadfast, unmovable, always about in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. God, we just thank you, Lord God, to know, glory to God, nervousness, but that, thank you, that's that spirit of just wanting to be in right standing with you. But I pray, glory to God, that you bless her, that she can just rest in you, because truly you have put your word, your anointing, glory to God, in her. And I pray, glory to God, more doors to be opened, and she'll yield to those times and just rest in you and let it flow out of her mouth. And God, if this is what you've given her, just like you've given John the Baptist, praise God, all he was repenting is the kingdom of God is hand. That was his message, and that's what he did, and consistent. And I used to say many years ago in life, if that's what you say for to do and that's all you give me, then so be it. So, God, I pray, regardless of us making the remarks, how powerful and anointed and the impact, let us
keep that in her spirit, regardless of the time. And if you want to bring increase for, then you bring increase. But have just the rest in it, even though we hear it, glory to God, just let her know. Just like I hear people talk how fast I talk, but God wants you to rest in your own skin and in you and know it's you, then God, you take control. So I just pray you continue to bless the prophet, just to rest in the Lord and open her mouth and let God pour out of her, because it is an anointing. And it's the word, and it's the truth, and it's what is needed for the hour. So whatever time you give her to speak, let whatever comes out be whatever is needed for that congregation, that people, that person. Hallelujah, and we give you all the glory and praise. Thank you for her husband. Thank you, Lord God, for them and ministry and also in marriage. Keep them covered under the blood. Pray healing, deliverance, and longevity, and pray, glory to God, as they delight in you. Glory to God. You said you'll give them the desires of their heart, and when they walk up right before you, you'll hold no good thing from them. So I pray spiritual blessings, financial blessings, and our debt cancellation, encouragement, and glory to God's courage to continue to carry out whatever God's assignment. I pray increase also in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Before we get ready to close and make the announcement, Pastor, Lord, praise God. The line's been opened back up for Brother Black. I don't know if he came back to the line or not. But anyway, if not, I pray, glory to God. Pastor, if you have anything, Prophetess Bird, for the body tonight. If not, I'm just going to do the announcement and we'll be released from the line. Praise the Lord.
I don't have very anything. Early.
Okay, we thank God.
I don't have anything.
Well, praise God. Bless the Lord. Pastor Bradshaw?
All the Lord is telling me is to walk therein.
Walk
therein where he sees tonight.
All right, then. Praise the Lord. Walk therein. And that's what the word came for us to hear and obey it. Amen. Praise God. Well, our next speaker will be on the next Sunday, which will be Minister Black out of Connecticut. He will be bringing the word next Sunday, the third Sunday. On the fourth Sunday will be Prophetess Bird. She'll have the word that night, and on first Sunday will be Evangelist McCormick. On the second Sunday will be Pastor Sims. So keep those in mind. And as we know, there'll be some occasions. Sometimes you may be on or come on late. And because, glory to God, we're not having the just a per se week revival. We're having it as God bless and do it this way. So we're thanking the Lord each night. He's already blessed and moved and ministered. And we're thanking God, glory to God, we will continue to hear what thus said the Lord. And if you're not available, then just continue to keep us in prayer. And also remember on Monday nights, we still have our Monday night prayer, praise God, as God blesses us to come together and pray, God, for those, glory to God, that are spiritually bound, prison bound, those that, glory to God, that are going through various trials and tribulations, those that need faith and courage, and those most of all need salvation, might need to be strengthened and encouraged and inspired. However the Lord bless, there's so much going on in our nation with our country and with our president and just that, we try to cover that, and especially our children as well. So we keep all of those things in mind and whatever else God given us for those daily things that will occur that we are praying about, and that's continuously, and even for those that agree. And also want to inform you that Evangelist Evans' daughter that we've been praying for, which is her daughter-in-law and whatever like this, that her son and daughter-in-law, they live up in the High Point area, but she passed on yesterday morning. So she fought a good fight. Glory to God. We were praying for about the, you know, with the cancer and the stuff that was going on with it. I mean, she fought, but she's gone on to glory. So just pray for the family, the Evans family, and her husband, you know, of course, brokenhearted. And you got a 16-year-old and a 2-year-old. And praise God. And I thank God, Mother Freeman, that's her daughter, Carolyn, the mother-in-law. But anyway, Mother Freeman took it very well. So I talked to her tonight, and she's, thank God, 96 years old and still in her home and still blessed. So we thank God for her and the encouragement. And just found out today, too, also, that in the midst of it all, that Mother don't take but ask, she'd be going through with her bones and it hurt her so bad, and she's independent, still stay in her home, or just have a CNA in the daytime and not even on the weekends, pay her bills and do everything. Just found out tonight, Oh, well, the doctor said, you don't have that none of these ailments. And he was saying, but the only thing about her have is that arthritis is bothering her, and she just takes a Tylenol once in a while. Her bones hurt. She said don't do that much. But a Tylenol and an aspirin once in a while, my mind was blown. I said, my God, mother, I understand about your legs and stuff like that and bones be hurting in your shoulder, but that's all? Oh, my God, not saying I'm dismissing that, but it's amazing. And she just turned 96 on November 1st. And in her, I'm telling you, that's a blessing. But even through the hearing the news, her daughter didn't let her know that how sick the young lady was. But in the meantime, so she just told her all the information on yesterday morning. But thank God, Carolyn said she did very well. It didn't bother. I mean, it didn't bother. It didn't overwhelm her. So we bless the Lord. She sounded really good tonight. So keep Mother Freeman, Mother Camp in prayer. And also we want you to pray, glory to God, for the Pastor Brash, First Lady Brash, or either Pastor, either one of y'all can just pray for the Evans family really quick if you would like to.
Okay.
The ones that they just want to pray for the daughter-in-law, yeah.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise you right now, Lord, for your comfort. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for your strength. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for your peace. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, for the togetherness of family, God. We just thank you and praise you, Father, even during this time, God, that you are in the midst. Father, we just thank you that you encourage them to continue to run the race. And, Father, we just lift them up before you right now, Lord, that you will put no more on them that they can bear. And for each and every individual that Pastor DJ has listed, Father God, I lift those families up as well, Father God. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to give them hope. Continue to give them the love, Lord Jesus, that you have bestowed upon us, oh God. So, Father, I thank you right now for each and every family that she has mentioned. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you for the provision. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God for being so alert in the details. And thank you for covering all the bases on that. That's a blessing, First Lady. Prophetess, we appreciate it in the name of Jesus. So if all minds and hearts are clear, we're definitely going to look forward to you coming back another time with us, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from Pastor in the future too as well. But at this time, we're going to say glory to God, bless the Lord, give him glory and honor, and ask him to cover us all under the blood, bind up all incidents, accidents, mishaps, chaos, confusion, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme be eradicated, bind up any transferring spirits, any sickness and disease, untimely death. We bind you and command the enemy to be loose from its assignment. Go back to the dry place, and we call forth our peace and joy, and thank God for the word tonight, the woman of God. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for giving us ears to hear. And God, we pray, glory to God, for the blessings of the Lord that added rich, making no sorrow. Glory to God for every household, all the needs being met. We pray, glory to God, for any people, glory to God, that are going through whatever situation around the globe right now. Touch, heal, and deliver. And even in our United States, in this presence, and also, glory to God, in God we trust that all these idols that are in our land, that, glory to God, that will be a repentance and a change and deliverance, and also for the body of Christ to get in alignment with what your word. Too many doors are open, glory to God, for various things. And we're not going to go through all of those, but, God, we know prayer and obedience to your word with trust and faith in the name of Jesus. We're going to believe, God, for change and revival, transformation. And, God, thank you again for that word tonight. We must be in a place of redeeming the time. But thank God for Jesus, our Savior, and that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Cover us all under the blood, and our families and loved ones and our church family. Thank God again and bless the Lord. As we thank you, Jesus, and give you glory. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Shalom.
Amen. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. We pray you one for another.
Shalom. God bless you all.
Shalom. God bless. Amazing grace. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.